Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Crime and Crime Again is a true crime podcast containing subject matter that may be graphic or disturbing. Listener discretion is advised. Ben Tyner was born on August 25, 1987 in Kissimmee, Florida to his parents Richard and Jennifer. When he was young, Ben's parents purchased a ranch in Wyoming, where the family ended up moving. Ben grew up on that ranch with his younger brother Jack. He didn't just learn how to care for and ride horses. He studied horsemanship. He learned how to work cattle and how to manage a cattle ranch. As he grew older, Ben even took up leather making as a hobby. When you think of a cowboy, that was exactly who Ben was. After graduating from Cheyenne Central High School in 2006, Ben attended Laramie County Community College in Wyoming, where he studied equine training and management. He was also a member of the college's very first ranch horse team. Ben later attended Tarleton State University in Texas, where he studied animal production. He was also on Tarleton's stock horse team. Ben was a very intellectual, adventurous person. His father described him as a voracious reader, and he loved learning about different cultures and different parts of the world. This led to an explorative curiosity in Ben that inspired him to travel. In December 2011, when Ben was 24 years old, he accepted a job offer in Russia, where he would be working on local cattle ranches. He would travel back and forth a few times between Russia and his home in Wyoming. In March 2013, after working in Russia for a year and a half, Ben resigned from his job and returned to the U.S. Over the years, Ben also traveled to work on ranches in Montana, Idaho, Nevada, New Mexico, and Canada. And his travels weren't always strictly work-related. In the summer of 2018, Ben traveled to Australia to visit a friend from college. Ben really just loved his work and loved seeing the world. In October 2018, Ben accepted a job offer to become the manager of Nicola Ranch in Merritt, British Columbia, Canada. Ben seemed to be settling well into his new job. On November 4th, 2018, he posted a photo on Instagram of the scenery around Nicola Ranch, captioned, quote, "Need to learn a bunch of new range? Try a 58-kilometer ride. Got a nice view of my new home, too," end quote. Of course, as the new manager of the ranch, Ben was spending a lot of time on horseback, working the cattle and learning the lay of the land. It seemed like Ben had pretty quickly started to establish himself in the community. On January 11, 2019, Ben was interviewed by a local news outlet about a string of suspicious church fires in the area. I found a comment online that stated that the church was right across from the main office of Nicola Ranch, so that may be why Ben was present for the interview. That morning, a fire had destroyed a well-loved 143-year-old church in Merritt. Here's Ben talking to reporters about that fire.
Just a senseless act, and I certainly hope that whoever did this is brought to justice, though I know that won't replace the church.
Well, it's tragic, really. The church has been a landmark here for well over 100 years. It was a historic point for this area. It was one of the oldest churches in BC, but I know a lot of people have told me before what this church meant to them. I know they'd put some work into restoring it. It was definitely heartbreaking to a lot of them. It's, as I said, it's just a tragic and senseless act that I think been very devastating to a lot of the local people. And
investigators immediately believed the fires in the area were suspicious. A man was later arrested and charged with arson for these fires. Ben was reportedly last seen around 2 p.m. on Saturday, January 26, 2019. But it has never been disclosed where exactly Ben was last seen or what he was doing when he was last seen. He had recently mentioned to his family that there were some cattle that were missing from the ranch, but on that day, he had not told anyone that he was going out specifically to search for cattle. In fact, he hadn't mentioned any plans to go anywhere that day to anyone. It should be noted that there has also been some speculation as to whether the cattle were missing because they had simply wandered off or because they were stolen. Cattle rustling, where thieves gather large groups of cattle and steal them away from the ranch they belong to, is not all that uncommon. As recently as 2025, the Merritt, BC area has had reports of cattle rustling. If the missing cattle were stolen and Ben had been riding out to search for them, that could create an entirely different narrative than if the cattle had simply escaped through a broken fence and wandered off. Locating those missing cattle could entail also running into the people who stole them, which could obviously be a tense, possibly dangerous scenario. According to RCMP Constable Tracy Dunsmore, authorities were able to determine Ben's whereabouts on the night of January 26th, meaning that someone, somewhere, must have seen him well after 2 p.m., and investigators were able to confirm the sighting. They just have never publicly stated where Ben was or what he was doing on that Saturday night. If Ben did ride out on his day off to search for cattle, he must have left sometime on Sunday. What we do know for certain is that no one ever heard from or saw Ben Tyner after January 26, 2019. 2 days later, on January 28th, a riderless horse was found on an extremely rural logging road off of Highway 97. This area was about 15 miles away from Nicola Ranch. A local hunter named Kim Robinson located the horse around 5:30 a.m. He reported that the horse was stressed out and jumpy, but that it was also completely unharmed. There were no scratches, blood, or any other signs of injuries. The horse was fully tacked up, but one rein was missing. Robinson reported that the rein appeared to have been broken, as though it was hanging along the ground and the horse stepped on it and snapped it. Kim Robinson tied the horse to a nearby tree and made some calls to local ranches, alerting them to the lost horse. The fact that this horse was completely tacked up was alarming. The first thought would be that there was an accident somewhere nearby, and the horse's rider may need help. It's not clear whether Kim Robinson stayed with the horse for any amount of time, or if he simply tied the horse up, alerted local ranchers, and left. But we do know that at 12:30 p.m. on January 28, 2019, local ranchers did come and retrieve the horse, and they were able to identify the horse as Gunny, who belonged to Ben Tyner. At that time, the ranchers alerted the RCMP that they had located a horse 15 miles away from the ranch where it lived, and that the horse was fully saddled with its rider nowhere to be found. It should be noted that, yes, it's possible that Ben could have ridden his horse that distance. After all, he had recently posted a photo on Instagram while out on a 36-mile ride. Seasoned ranch horses can travel upwards of 30 to 35 miles a day. The distance wasn't necessarily alarming. What was alarming was that no one had seen Ben leave the ranch on his horse, nor had anyone seen him load his horse into a trailer and drive away. And Ben had not mentioned to anyone that he had plans to go anywhere that day. The investigation began immediately. Upon searching Ben's home, it was discovered that he had left his wallet and phone behind. It's not clear whether or not it was normal for Ben to leave his phone when he went out on a ride. We know he often posted photos on social media while out riding, but that doesn't necessarily mean that he would take his phone on every ride. Cell reception near Nicola Ranch is also notoriously poor, so it's possible that Ben may have assumed there would be no point in bringing his phone, if he did in fact leave of his own volition. Ben's truck and trailer were both still in his driveway, so he certainly did not transport his horse anywhere. And perhaps the most alarming thing discovered at Ben's home, according to his family, was his border collie, Sue. Ben adored his dog, and he took her quite literally everywhere. Sue was a working cattle dog. It was her job to accompany Ben and assist in wrangling cattle. If Ben were planning to ride out and search a vast and largely unfamiliar landscape for missing cattle, he would most likely have taken his dog with him. Perhaps severe weather might have prompted him to leave her behind. But as far as I could find, while it was extremely cold and windy, there wasn't much snow on the ground at the time Ben disappeared, so I'm not sure that the weather would have been a factor. Ben was from Wyoming, so it's likely that his dog, much like Ben, would have been accustomed to some harsh winter weather.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Ben's family wasted no time. They traveled from Wyoming and arrived in Merritt to start searching on January 29th, just 1 day after Ben was reported missing. From the beginning, the search effort for Ben was tremendous. The search included 16 different search and rescue teams, alongside local volunteers and authorities investigating Ben's case. Searchers brought in ATVs, search and rescue dogs, horses, drones, and helicopters to try to locate the missing cowboy. A few days into the search, while Ben's brother Jack was on horseback searching alongside the volunteers, he reportedly found a broken-off piece of leather that he believed may have been the broken rein from Ben's horse. It has never been officially confirmed whether or not that was in fact the broken rein, nor has it ever been stated where exactly that piece of leather was found. But after 7 days of exhaustive, arduous searches, the weather became too treacherous to continue. When snow blanketed the ground and temperatures dipped below negative 20 degrees Celsius, the search for Ben Tyner was suspended. On February 7, 2019, 10 days after Ben was reported missing, the RCMP Major Crimes Unit was called in to assist with the investigation. However, despite their sudden involvement in the case, they made it a point to announce that there was no evidence of foul play. Within weeks, rumors were already circulating that Ben Tyner had been found, but those rumors were incorrect. On February 13, 2019, 18 days after Ben was last seen and 16 days after he was reported missing, his family made their first public appearance at a press conference.
I have some difficulty finding the words to express to you all the sadness and loss that our family is feeling from this. When I look at what my brother accomplished with his life in a short time here, it truly amazes me. I really hope in some way he knows how much he accomplished and how much he is loved by our family and everyone else that he was. And the hole in our family, it will never be replaced. I won't ever hear him laugh, feel his strong handshake again, his deep voice, it's gone. We're asking for your help. Any information, anything that could help, we'd be forever, forever grateful to you all. Thank you.
On February 14th, an RCMP spokesperson announced that investigators believe that a truck or trailer may have transported Ben and his horse to Swakum Mountain or OK Forest Service Road. Swakum Mountain is about 21 miles north of Nicola Ranch, and that Forest Service Road is close to Swakum Mountain. It's difficult to try to determine the exact location where Ben's horse was found, based on descriptions of the location from authorities. It was reported that the horse was found near a logging road off of Highway 97, near a place the locals call Winnie Flats, north of Merritt. This area is in the general vicinity of Swakum Mountain and the Forest Service Road where authorities believed Ben and his horse may have been taken to. On February 28th, the RCMP publicly asked for any dash cam footage or other surveillance footage from the area where Ben was last seen, or presumed to be. On March 19th, almost 2 months after Ben was last seen, the RCMP officially announced that they believed his disappearance to be suspicious in nature. They did not elaborate on why they had come to that conclusion. On April 10th, after 2 months of waiting out the severe winter weather, the search for Ben was resumed. But still, nothing was found. Within the first few months of the investigation, the public started making connections between Ben's disappearance and the disappearances of other men in the area, including Dean Morrison in October 2013, Luke Neville in October 2017, and Ryan Provencher and Richard Skurr in July 2019. In August 2019, the RCMP announced that they had found no connections between Ben Tyner's disappearance and other disappearances in the area. Of course, that doesn't necessarily mean that there aren't any connections, but without any solid or credible information linking these disappearances, I will just leave it at that. The years dragged on for Ben's family, and no new information surfaced. In January 2021, the Tyner family posted a $15,000 reward for information leading to Ben's whereabouts. And later that month, on January 26th, 2 years to the day since Ben was last seen, somewhat of a bombshell. The RCMP announced their belief that Ben Tyner was the victim of a homicide. But again, they did not share any details as to what brought them to this conclusion. In March 2021, John Liu, the owner of Nicola Ranch, doubled the family's reward, bringing the total reward for information in Ben's disappearance to $30,000. And that is where the case stands. Since the RCMP's announcement that they believe Ben Tyner was murdered, there has been no new information in more than 5 years. If you have any information regarding the disappearance of Ben Tyner between January 26th and 28th, 2019, near Merritt, British Columbia, please contact the Merritt RCMP at 250-378-4262 or the Southeastern District Major Crimes Unit at 1-877-987-8477. You can also call Crime Stoppers anonymously at 1-800-222-8477.
Hello, I'm Richard Tyner, my wife Jennifer, my son Jack. We'd like to read a statement from our family and the RCMP concerning our son Ben's disappearance. Ben's disappearance has dramatically affected us. The last 2 years have been filled with horrendous heartache, continued hope, and many, many prayers. Ben is constantly in our daily lives through tending his horses and cattle and having his dog Sue trail beside us. The working pens on the ranch are known as Ben's pens because he built them. His friends stay in touch with us through phone calls and visits. Two scholarships have been started in his name. Originally from Florida, we brought Ben and his brother to Wyoming at a young age. Ben has been around horses, dogs, and cattle since he was born. He excelled at horsemanship and was very skilled in leather making and whip making. But Ben was not just a cowboy, he was a voracious reader. He loved to experience new places and cultures. He spent time in Florida, Texas, New Mexico, Nevada, Montana, and Idaho. A year was spent in Russia importing cattle. He traveled to Australia to visit friends in 2018. A team player, Ben was always willing to do what it took to get the job done. He was there to lend a hand whenever someone needed help. He's always going to be a gentle giant with an incredible bear hug that made you feel needed, wanted, and loved. To have to live with Ben's loss is the most painful, excruciating experience ever. The loss we feel is immeasurable. As the second anniversary of Ben's disappearance approaches, we continue to have unanswered questions. We're constantly praying that someone who knows something will come forward. Our hope is that we can find Ben and be able to determine what happened. We know many local people have continued to search for Ben, and for that we are extremely grateful. A reward is available to anyone with information on Ben's disappearance. If anyone knows anything, no matter how insignificant it may seem, please inform the Southeast District Major Crimes Unit in Kelowna as soon as possible. Thank you.
If you'd like to request a case to be covered on the show, you'll find a link to a case request form in the show notes. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel, where you'll find full episodes, complete with photos relevant to each case. You can follow the podcast on X, formerly Twitter, at Crime Again Pod, on Instagram at Crime Again Podcast, and on TikTok at Crime Again Podcast. Links to all social media can be found in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode of Crime and Crime Again.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.